The conservative world was shocked today by news of Andrew Breitbart's death. He was only 43 years old. The cause has yet to be determined. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Breitbart was a passionate conservative voice who founded a number of extremely popular websites.
Andrew Breitbart was a leading purveyor of red meat, dished up conservative style. From the community organizing group Acorn.
Acorn workers caught on camera saying it all.
To a video targeting Shirley Sherrod.
It shows an African-American USDA official making what appears at first glance to be racist comments.
Or his piece de resistance.
Congressman Anthony Weiner has hired an attorney to advise him on what to do next after a lewd photo of...
Andrew Breitbart had a hand in every single one of these scandals. He told NPR last year about the release of the Weiner photographs.
Let people savor the first photo and then, you know, tell them that there's going to be another one and, you know, get people into that refreshing mindset.
Breitbart believed Americans have been swayed by powerful liberal media outlets.
They want to control the narrative, and I'm saying no more. The new media has freed it up.
Breitbart was born in Los Angeles. Irish-American by birth, he was adopted by a Jewish family, along with a Hispanic sister. For a while, he was a self-described slacker. Then he started working for Matt Drudge of The Drudge Report. It was there he met Arianna Huffington, still a conservative then. In 2005, he helped launch The Huffington Post.
I said to Arianna that you could take your salon and your Rolodex and you could have these people write for you and create a virtual salon.
But soon he moved on to Breitbart.com, BigGovernment.com, and others. They became profitable lightning rods. Just last month, his eponymous site attracted almost 2 million individual viewers. Jenny Beth Martin co-founded the Tea Party Patriots, and she says Breitbart brought something new and necessary to the conservative conversation.
He gave people across the country a platform to be able to report their own news. And at a place where people actually came and they read it and they pay attention to it.
I think he really could have used an editor.
David Korn is the Washington correspondent for the liberal magazine Mother Jones. He says some of Breitbart's high-profile stories, like Acorn and Shirley Sherrod, were misleading.
Because he could move fast and because he had his own platform, I think he made some rather damaging mistakes.
But it was not Breitbart's style to ever back down, like when he taunted protesters at a recent conservative convention. But Andrew Breitbart galvanized his followers, says Ned Ryan of the conservative group American Majority. Like many in the movement, he was devastated by the news.
You know, as you're sitting here realizing he's not here anymore, the impact that he could continue to have over the next 10, 20, 30 years of changing the mentality and the mindset of the conservative movement, that we don't have to sit here and just take it.
Breitbart died in Los Angeles early this morning. He leaves his wife, Susie Bean, and four children. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.